I think my mother was determined that I should have a career, and I, as I went along, always was very, liked the caring career, and medicine really combined both science and caring, which seems the ideal option. I think in those days you had to apply to each medical school. I'd heard about Barts. Barts was one of the big five.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky to get into Barts. I'm sure it was because I played hockey. And the ladies' hockey team was brilliant. The minute I arrived, the ladies' hockey team lost everything. But they gradually built up again. But Bath was quite interesting in those days, because there were very few girls. And lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of boys. So you ended up by, if you were sort of even remotely sporty, you ended up by running most of the teams. So in fact, I ran the hockey team. And, subsequently, when I grew up, became the hockey ladies president at Barts, and then the combined Barts and London team. I qualified 66, so I must have come here in 1960, because I did an intercollegiate BSE. But I think I arrived here as a schoolgirl, and there was very little guidance as to what it was all about. And I was, you know, very shy and very naive, so really it was, you kind of learned, you know, as things went. I mean, nowadays there's so much guidance, so much help, you know. Then there was nobody to guide me into anything, so there I was sort of in a strange country, really, in a strange career, strange university. So really, in a way, you just gradually kind of worked your way through. I remember being on the unit. The professor would never talk to the girls. Which is a bit much. And I think in a way you suddenly realise you just had to be better than the boys to succeed, because they were always, you know, in it. Now I must say, later on when I was a trainee, you know, a gastroenterological trainee, you know, it was all right for the boys to take a day off to play golf, but if I took a day off, or an afternoon off to go to, say, the nativity play with my children, during school day, sports day, I was, oh, pardon me, she's a woman, you know, so it's a bit much.